taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
The UPS guy shows up. He has a small package at the front door.
He's got a small package at the front door.
And so then he goes, hey, there's a bigger package I have to deliver around the back. Before the stupid mixtape, none of this would even be funny. None of this would be funny.
All right, welcome to the show. It's a Monday here on the Roundtable live in the Liquor Barn Studios. I'm your host, James Strebel. Tanner Britomesso is holding down the fort, producing today's effort, looking good with his mustache, his hat, and his hoodie, ready to rock and roll as we get into it. Max Godby will join us after the first break, and we'll get you into your Monday. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line, the best way to interact with the show. And, hope everybody had a great weekend. It was Father's Day yesterday. Hopefully you got to see or talk to your dad or stepdad or the mentor in your life you view as a father, and everybody that is a father out there. Hopefully your wife and your kids made it a day to remember, and mine did too. Look, I had a great day yesterday. Shout out to my wife and my kids for making me feel very, very special and wanted. Yesterday was nice. Out of the 12 years, Tanner, of being a father, my oldest son's 12, probably the best Father's Day I've had. It was great. Had a nice meal. The wife made stuffed chicken breast, bacon wrapped asparagus with goat cheese. It was fantastic. Phenomenal. Spent most of the day.
Sounds amazing.
Oh, dude, it was so good. It was so good. And then spent the majority of the day at the pool listening to some yacht rock, drinking some Busch Light. So it was a phenomenal, phenomenal Saturday or Sunday.
You call
Sorry.
It yacht rock, I call it dad rock.
Dad rock. Either or. Tanner, they are interchangeable. They're interchangeable. You call it either one you want. Totally fine with me. But it was a great day. But we'll get into the sports this weekend. Obviously, the Kentucky baseball team, Tanner and I were talking about that before the show kicked off. They're on tonight, 7 p.m. in the winner's bracket. They'll take on Texas A&M as Bob Valvano is. Oh, can you let Bob in? Tanner, Bob D's back in to the studio. He's peeking in. I was like, what's Bob doing? He's peeking in here. But the Batcats play tonight, 7 p.m. against Texas A&M. Watching the elimination game right now between Florida and NC State as the Gators are up 4-1. And the SEC has seized momentum from the ACC in this tournament. And we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Other things we'll discuss today. I had a friend of mine that was at the Mark Pope father-son camp or whatever that was. He sent me a text.
Whoa, I've never heard of a coach doing this before.
Have you never heard of this before?
Not.
This may be the first one ever that someone has done. But yes. Well,
yeah. A coach is a father and he had a Father's Day?
He did.
Oh, my God. This guy is a trendsetter for coaches.
Exactly. Trendsetter for coaches.
I didn't see anything about Pat Kelsey.
Didn't see Pat Kelsey have a Father's Day camp. Where are you at, Pat Kelsey? Do you not care about dads? What's your issue? Are you not American? I'm kidding, of course, but he sent me a pretty good text. I'd like to read that here as we go along, so we'll discuss that. Also, there's a big visit for Pope coming up. Jasper Johnson, we'll discuss that as well. Max will talk about his old lineman school at 4:30, his old lineman segment, which was very popular last Monday. So looking forward to that. People loved that. Deion Sanders is pulling the ultimate helicopter parent move, allegedly.
New?
Yeah, what's new? Dan Hurley's wife seems like she's miserable. We'll dive. I'm sorry, she does. We'll dive into that. NBA Finals tonight. We'll get to this at 5:30. I promise you, it's the lead into 5:30, and that's Chuck Schumer's grill. And did you see this, Tanner? Chuck Schumer, he broke the internet last night.
What happened?
He was pretending to grill for Father's Day, and he got blasted and ended up deleting the tweet. We'll get more into it at 5:30. It was embarrassing. I have a disposition to dislike
and Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer, yes, Chuck Schumer. I have a natural inclination to not trust. Oh, NC State just hit a home run. How about that? To distrust and dislike politicians anyway. It furthers my opinion on them, and I'll discuss all that. But before we start here, I have to also discuss. Last night was a big night on TV, as I no longer subscribe to appointment television. I used to have multiple shows that I'd look forward to throughout the week. Now, with the advent of streaming and just the decline in quality of television and movies as a whole, there's just really nothing I'm that excited about. This mainstream, anyway. There's some indie movies and things that I like. They're on my radar. But House of the Dragon premiered last night, season 2. And I like the show. I do. I like the show. It's good. The acting is good. The writing is good. I'm familiar with the story, as I've read all the George R.R. Martin, the tentacles from the Song of Ice and Fire prequels and sequels and all that good stuff. But again, I like this show. It was a good premiere. But that's it, Tanner. Yes. Oh, yes. The McDonald's one's good. Yeah. The memes are already out of control. It's already been memed, Chuck Schumer. So no matter if he did delete it, it's already in the consciousness of social media, and there's already memes coming out there. But anyway, so the show's good. It's fine. But I just feel like, and again, I'll talk about the Bad Cats here in just a second. I just had to get this off my chest, because it bothered me last night as I was watching the show. Again, a show I like and I've been looking forward to. But compared to the original Game of Thrones, it just looks cheap. The acting's good, but the special effects are, they're worse somehow. Like, I thought they'd be better because they have all the money and all the hype surrounding the show. Everybody watches it. It was a big deal. The effects were cheap. The sets are just, they just don't look right. They're just, the one thing about Game of Thrones that was always good and always pulled you in was the fact that it looked, even though the story takes place in this mythical place called Westeros, right? It's not real, but it looks like it looked like it should look right. When you're reading the books, you have an imaginary picture in your head. It looked authentic to what the book was trying to put forth. And last night in the show, it just did not look authentic to me. The beef is that the show looked bad. It looked bad. And I don't know why. I hear there's similar issues with that new Disney Star Wars movie. It's like, it looks terrible. I know they're spending, millions and millions of dollars per episode on these shows. Like, why don't they look better? Like, where's all the money going? Because this looked terrible. Okay, I'm tired. I'm done.
The Game of Thrones thing. I never watched the show, but it was like one episode. People were like, why is it dark? Like,
yeah.
It was like the fight scene was ruined because
it was one of the
needed like a certain TV for it.
Yeah, it was one of the last, either the last episode or the follow-up to the last episode of the series.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see anything.
I just remember going on Twitter and being like @GOT hashtag GOT finale, this is bull, why can't I see the fight
there's
scene?
This big dragon battle at night between you know, the good guy and the bad guy, essentially. And you couldn't see what was going on. They're like flying around, like battling each other, the dragons. You couldn't see anything because it was really dark. So, yeah. So, I don't know. The, instead of the everything improving, it seems like everything's getting worse. Texters already chiming in. Texter, not hating this one listener's opinion here, but this show is so much easier to listen to when it's just you and Tanner. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Thank you. Tanner appreciates that, too. Yeah. I love my co-host, though.
Yeah, wait. I love God being Anna.
Absolutely. So yes.
And Phil.
Yeah, not being an and Phil. Absolutely.
And Blank.
And Blank. And whoever decides to drop in or pop in on a day. Justin Jeffries. Texter, that's a rough weekend for Locke. First, UVA goes 0-2 in Omaha. Then Rory chokes in the U.S. Open. Oh, yeah. Our guy Locke McClain had a bad weekend as that bum-ass Virginia Cavaliers team is finally out of Omaha. Woo. As they were embarrassing everybody with their low jello shot count. And this week, Locke, and no one really cares about the jello shot challenge. Like, no. Honestly, the majority of people that pay attention to the College World Series care only about the jello shot challenge. Like, there aren't that many people dialed into the baseball tournament. They care about the jello shot challenge. So you're wrong, Locke. You're wrong. And your bum-ass Cavaliers were sent home with their snooty fans and their wine and their cheese. And go enjoy it in Virginia. I almost said West Virginia. Go enjoy it in Virginia. Go enjoy not being having fun or being cool. Sit in your misery and your dorkhood.
I'm not that familiar with the rules of it. Is it like if the team gets knocked out, is the fan base out?
I believe so. I think
because I was talking
out
to someone about that. I would go, has a team that's like been knocked out first round, just like all the fans are just so depressed that they just keep going to Rocco's and they're like, more jello shots.
Yeah,
it's like, you guys have been out since Monday. It is the next week. What are you guys still doing here? Like, I'm sad.
I think the Virginia fans, they weren't doing jello shots. They were drinking tea or soda water or something like that. Oh. It definitely wasn't alcohol.
Probably like Prosecco. Like,
yeah, exactly.
A bunch of losers. Jello shots like a real American.
Like an American.
Watching America's pastime.
Exactly. Like Chuck Schumer with his fake ass cheeseburgers. and then Rory chokes in an ultimate fashion. And Bryson DeChambeau, who's on this like image rehab tour that is working out spectacularly for him. He's now like the people's champ. Everybody loves him. And he used to be known as, you know, kind of irritating and like just grumpy. It's a grumpy guy.
I think it was more the fact that Koepka was more liked at the time when they beefed. So everyone was like, this is our boy. Like,
so
yeah, no, we like Koepka.
And
now it seems like people are like, all right, I'm kind of done with Koepka's like ish.
He's kind of falling off.
Yeah, he's kind of falling off. Yeah. He's like, it's kind of like they flip flopped. Like now it's like you see Brooks and you're like, all right, whatever.
Whatever.
Like, I remember it being a thing. Like, I watched the end of the U.S. Open yesterday, and I, unhesitated, like, just went, like, out of the way, Brooksy kid. And I was like, wait, that's not Bryson DeChambeau's name.
Right.
Just because I remember, like, that's how I vaguely started really, like, focusing on golf was that beef.
Yeah.
And people would be like, hey, out of the way, Brooksy. And Bryson would freak out on them.
Oh,
like,
he'd get pissed.
And
yes.
I just no thought, like, said, like, oh, my God, I'm so happy for Brooksy. And I was like, wait, that's not his name.
That's
like,
not his name. This is different. This is his nemesis, actually. And I think that probably did it. But it was a bad day for Locke because he loves Rory McIlroy. This is his favorite golfer. I don't know why.
Please tell me you saw the video of him.
Oh, yeah, just driving off. Yeah, he didn't want to talk to the press.
Thank God we have God be here because he's a special – or this is a specialty. That kind of driving, that ruins pair's pants.
Yeah, it does.
$80 worth of
pants could have been ruined there with that reckless driving that Bryson DeChambeau was exhibiting as he weaseled away with his tail tucked between his legs after he loses and chokes. But it was a great shot from the sand trap for Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, it was a hell of a clutch shot. But, I mean, the story of the weekend locally, obviously, Kentucky baseball continues to roll along as they still have not yet lost in this postseason. I'm not counting the SEC tournament. County, the NCAA tournament, they swept the regionals, swept the super regionals, and then they come from behind to tie the game in dramatic fashion, and then Daly blast a shot at the end of extra innings to have the third walk-off this weekend or this past weekend for the College World Series in very dramatic fashion. Was awesome to see. I was actually in Greenwood, Indiana with my daughter as she was in a tournament this weekend and you know watching it in the hotel room before we had to go back out to the field. And it went into extras. We had to leave the hotel, so I popped my AirPods in and listened to it on the rest of the way to the ballpark. And man, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. Really cool weekend for Nick Mangione and his team as they now set to face Texas A&M tonight at 7 p.m. in the winner's bracket. So the way this breaks down, if you're following this at all, here's how it breaks down. If Kentucky wins tonight, they will only need to win one more game to advance to the final, the College World Series final. If they lose, they've got to win three games to advance to the final. At least that's what I saw on Twitter. I believe via Chris Fisher, I believe, is who I saw that come from. But I believe that is the path for the Cats to get to the College World Series final tonight. So we'll see what this team has in store. I know Dr. John Wong, we had him on Friday, kind of laying out the scenery. He was very dramatic on Twitter, said it was, could this be the team of destiny? And for a fan base, much like Louisville in many ways, that are, you know, we're hungry for things in the postseason to be excited about, as basketball for the men's side has been underwhelming, even though you get a good seed and you look like you have a path that could make it to the Final Four. They're choking it away. And then with the women's basketball, just has been terrible. Football has had a couple of whatever 6-6 seasons here the last couple of years and played in some whatever bowl games against Iowa. And that bowl game against Clemson was exciting. It just, you know, they lost it. I mean, it was a really, really, really good game, but they lost the game. So a fan base that starred for dramatic postseason action, the Batcats, as they are called, are delivering. Now, this article here on Saturdays Down South, which covers a lot of football and baseball, because if you ever head to the Gulf of Mexico for vacation, and you look around, like the South is eat up with two things, football and baseball, which the college baseball thing surprised me, but they love it down there. Go ahead, Tanner.
Oh, no. I was just talking about Nicholson. Is it Ryan? Yeah, Ryan Nicholson, you're running the guy that tied it all up.
Yeah.
We, on the V Show, I think just last Friday, we interviewed his dad, and we were talking with him, and then he hit the home run, and I go like,
oh, wow.
Wait, Nicholson. I was like, wait, where? Like, why does that sound so familiar?
That's Kellen's favorite player on the team.
Actually?
Wow. Yeah, actually, 100% is his favorite player on the team. Well, then Daly hit the home run to win it.
I don't have favorites for UK, but Dominic Nyman's my favorite.
There we go,
Nyman.
All right.
I know he doesn't pitch as much anymore, but yeah.
But it seems that the SEC has now taken advantage of the ACC when it comes to this, you know, conference battle, essentially, in the College World Series. Right now, Florida is in the lead over NC State. We'll update that as we are going along in the show. But it's okay. Texter, they are playing a real team tonight, not some bum 10 seed.
Woo!
All right, so what is, okay, so what, then that's fine. So then what's the excuse if they win? Will they beat Texas A&M? Then what's the pivot?
Jimbo Fisher coached there, so they're not
exactly
that good.
Exactly, they're choke artists. A&M's a choke school, which they are a choke school.
Oh, yeah.
A&M's a choke school, that's what it is. That'll be the next thing.
No Vanderbilt this year, it doesn't count. That's what I thought. That's like who I think Bama is to college baseball. But
Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
They're
that,
really,
like,
really good.
For that 5-year span, I was like, oh my God, this team's like unstoppable.
They weren't their normal selves this season.
Yeah, no.
Texter, no Big Rig. The Citrus Bowl is not a whatever bowl. Okay. And also text says, so James got stuffed breasts for Father's Day. Nice. Yes, I did. They were good. but look, no, you know what I'm saying, Texter. I'm sorry if the Music City Bowl against Iowa where Kentucky got shut out wasn't exciting. Yes, the Citrus Bowl was awesome. I'm talking about the last couple years. I'm not talking going back five, six seasons, okay? Yes, the Citrus Bowl is a good bowl. They won it. It's fantastic. I'm just talking the last two seasons. And outside of that, I mean, that game last year was fine. It was fine. But they lost the game. They lost. Good grief. Man. Texter, these butthurt UofL fans pouting and hate texting into your show are absolutely adorable. Oh, I love it. They should do it more.
I'm fine.
I know you're fine, but there's some Louisville fans out there like, before Kentucky made the College World Series when they got the Super Bowl.
I know.
Talk to me when you make a College World Series. Talk to me when you go to Omaha. And so they do. Now it's like, these teams suck. Everybody in this bracket's terrible. All these teams don't. When Louisville played in Omaha, those were real teams. That's what real college baseball was being played. They were stars, just stars. These teams, Kentucky played, they're all watered down competition. It's going to be a fluke. It's like the NBA bubble championship. It's not going to be a real championship.
If you guys win it this year, I'm going on the radio. First thing I'm saying, Mickey Mouse ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Right out of the gate.
I know how the game
right
played.
Out of the gate. I don't care.
I did the same thing in Louisville 1 in 2013. I was like, you had to beat Michigan Michigan? Who cares? You beat Wichita State and Michigan to win the championship. Ugh, terrible. I know how the game's played. I play the game. I'm a warrior in the game, Tanner. You're talking to the master here. Texter, only you would crap on a 10-3 season. Dude, you truly do hate Kentucky football. I'm not crap on a 10-3 season. I specifically said 6-6 seasons. I said the last two seasons were 6-6. I didn't bring up 10-3. I don't hate Kentucky football. I hate the mediocrity that Kentucky football has become and accepted. That's not what I said. I said specifically, go back to the podcast and listen, you dunce, to the podcast. I said the last two seasons were 6-6 and they lost both games. Get the wax out of your ears, damn it. Sorry. I just hate being misrepresented. I'm not saying the 10-3 seasons were so. I literally, specifically said last two seasons were 6-6. Actually, 6-7. Tanner, what the hell?
I
didn't say anything like that.
Yeah, I didn't hear you say, like, I hate 10-3 seasons.
I said the last two seasons were 6-6. They lost in the bowl games. But they got shut out by Iowa. Like, what's wrong with it? That's a real statement. It sucks. I'm sorry. You don't get shut out by some bum-ass Kirk Ferentz team. I'm going to give myself a heart attack, and it's Monday. Ugh. Texter, those are going to see the Game of Thrones battle in the dark, as Locke would say, get a better TV, LOL Goober. I'm just saying, Texter. Thank you for getting that reaction out of me. You all couldn't beat Wisconsin.
You guys got shut out by Iowa. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's terrible. They had a quarterback out there that couldn't throw a football, Tanner. Like, I could have gone out there and handed the ball off the way. He threw, like, 17 interceptions.
Oh, man.
Like, 17 interceptions.
How did Stoops keep his job after that? They're like, it's fine. Their defense is good, but you let up 21 points.
He was
to Iowa.
He has the greatest job security in the country.
I was gonna say, like, does he have like an awesome agent? Like, no. It's not Stoops' fault. It's the players.
And Mitch Barnhart's
like, yeah, you know, yeah, it is.
He gave him that like he did with Cal. He gave Stoops a deal like the sweetest deal ever. Like, essentially, this is what Barnhart does. He gives out just the great. If you work for Mitch Barnhart, you're gonna get a boss contract.
You don't deserve it, but here you go.
Here's the biggest boss's contract you've ever seen. Texter, you're being a silly goose. They didn't have Levis or Seward. I'm stopping. I'm not talking. Kentucky was 7-6 last season because we beat bum ass Louisville. Okay, sorry, 7-6. Wow, what a season. Strebel, shut up. Okay. Shut up, Strebel. I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry. I'm the only Kentucky football truther. If I'm the only one that's going to be a Kentucky football truther, then damn it, I'll be it. If I have to wear that hat, if I have to wear that hat and be, I'm not even being a hater. I'm just telling you all the truth about it. Then that's what I'll do. That's what I'll do. Fine. I'll be the bad guy. I'll grow a mustache like Tanner's. I'll curl my mustache. I'll tie a beautiful maiden to a train track and have a train run over. I'll be the bad guy. That's fine. That's Snidely Whiplash. That's who I am.
I mean, here's the thing. Me and Godby are a little bit alone with the mustaches. You know, we need another person, so we gladly will gladly.
Doesn't Rummet, does he have a beard or a mustache?
He has more of a beard. Like,
okay.
Like, Godby has a beard / mustache.
Not
his,
anymore.
His mustache is more prominent when he does grow out his beard.
I was on a virtual call with Max Godby today. He is full mustache now, Tanner.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait till you see him.
I'm pumped.
He went back to full mustache mode, so it's going to be good. All right, a few more textures, then we'll take a break. We'll get Godby in here, speaking of the devil. Texture, Barnhart will be gone 12 to 18 months due to this swimming scandal. Maybe. It's not. Now the realm of possibility. Kentucky needs Zan Payne at QB next year.
And his backup's going to be Nick Balbano. The Nepo Baby QB room.
The Nepo Baby QB room. I like that. Texter, fattest QB since the Hefty Lefty. Was Zan Payne considered fat? I'd never heard that before. I don't think he was fat.
He 6'3", 6'4". He definitely was like...
He's stout.
God, here we go. Someone's going to... He was definitely thicker for his size.
Though. I'm fat, so I can say these things.
He had more of a
thicker look.
Yeah, thicker look than like compared to like I don't know, like Mike James or like Caleb Glenn. Like they were more built, stronger. He was more.
He's not like
pudgy.
He's not like Wayne Blackshear fat because you call him fat Wayne.
No, no.
I don't think Wayne Blackshear.
He's also not Escalade, our boy.
He's not Escalade. No, R.I.P. Escalade.
I also
point to the sky for Escalade.
Maven played with him, dude. This
Escalade.
The second I, yeah, because he
really.
You knew he played for Louisville.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. You're right. Yes, he was here. He wasn't here very long, but
he had to deal with his weight. And I asked Maven. He goes, dude, that guy's handles. If he could figure out his weight, he would have been.
Unreal.
One of the best basketball players.
It was so funny watching his and-one mixtapes.
Dude, it's the coolest thing ever.
Because he's slow as hell, but he fakes everybody out.
We could have had
artistry.
A Nikola Jokic earlier, but way fatter.
Exactly, but way fatter. Texture, let's see here. NC State was the number 10 overall seed. That is not a bum teed. I agree. And by the way, you know what? If you're the number 2 seed, you're going to play a 10 seed. Sorry, Kentucky was good enough to earn a 2 seed and play one of the weaker teams in the tournament. So pipe down, Louisville fans. Texture, relax. We were just here to how did she do in Greenwood and how hot was it? Oh, they did fine in Greenwood. Thank you, Texture. I appreciate that. It was very hot. Not as hot as today. Today's miserable. I appreciate the Texture. Thank you for asking. Texture, hey, you blue bum Texters, you might want to listen to Rig. Let this reality about buttermilk stoop seep in now. Won't be no more cheap wins over the Ville to soften the blows. Damn it, you know I'm on the wrong side of things, but I'm agreeing with Tox is agreeing with me. That's all. When the detox himself is agreeing with me, I might be on the wrong side of things, but I'm not changing. Texture, Rig is going to talk all summer about Reality Check Radio for Kentucky football, and then after week one, we'll have them winning the SEC. Very, very, very possible that could happen. Love you, buddy. Thanks for the birthday entertainment. Oh, happy birthday. Love you,
happy
too.
Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, brother. I appreciate that. Oh, there's Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. All right, last one here. Let's see here. I'm not reading that. Texture, if UK wins, then Tox will have to change his avatar to UNC. LOL. All right. There we go. All right, one more. Hey, Big Rig. Hope you had a good Father's Day. You get any... Oh, no. I'm not going to read the rest of that. But yes, I had a very good Father's Day. Thank you very much. All right, let's take a break. We'll get Max Godby in here on the show. We'll see how his weekend went. Other topics that I have today. It's, you know, we're deep into summer radio now, folks, which absolutely could be fun radio. But some Mark Pope stuff here. I want to read this text that I received about his Father's Day camp. And then Jackson Robinson was pretty much Kentucky the entire time. Crazy Deion Sanders story and more here on the Roundtable. Before we take a break, let me tell you about my good friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. If you're dealing with erectile dysfunction, it's something that, you know, it could definitely hamper your confidence. It could harm your relationship. It's something that you should not be ashamed of, okay? 50% of men over 50 deal with this. It's a normal thing. It's not a hit on your manhood or your, you know, your testosterone or anything like that. It's just it's a medical issue. It's a medical situation. So why not reach out to a medical provider and get some help for it? Save yourself, save your relationship, save the anxiety, save your confidence, all with Tri-State Men's Health. They have these treatments that work when the pills and the herbals fail to, okay? They have a 90% success rate, and some treatments can have you lasting even more than an hour, okay? Like you're in your 20s again. Tri-State Men's Health has 6 new locations: Cincinnati, Dayton, 2 in Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, and the new office in Northern Kentucky. In Louisville, it's over there off of Breckenridge Lane, not too far from, there's like a Home Depot out there, and I believe there's a First Watch right over there by Baptist East. Really, really, really cool place. They're very nice there. They're very helpful. They'll get you exactly what you need. Schedule a consult today. It's a $99 consultation fee that'll get you a consult with a licensed medical provider. They'll test your testosterone, your PSA levels, and also, if medically advised, they'll do a test dose of the ED treatment in the office. If it doesn't work, your visit is free. No harm, no foul. It's absolutely free. You'll be having sex the next day after your visit. Call them 800-900-9654 or visit them at tristatemenshealth.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
What happened with the Tri-State read yesterday? You had to do
I read the wrong.
People wanted me to read it.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
That would have been my last day on the job.
Exactly. That would have been like this girl's
read. I would have called my mom and the police and said, please both
help me. Save me. Save me from this.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Yeah, I don't think Anna's going to be reading the Tri-State. Jeez. Tri-State Health reads anytime soon. It's the Roundtable here on ESPN 680, 105.7 as Max Godbeat sits down with us today. Texas A&M versus Kentucky tonight, 6:40 p.m. here on ESPN 680, 105.7. And then if you want to switch over and check out the NBA Finals as the Mavs salvage the series, but we'll see if they can continue to win. Celtics versus Mavs, 7:30 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. We have all your play-by-play, the NBA play-by-play presented by Barno's Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. And upsjobs.com, 437-9680. The text line's been good already today. Max, how are you? Did you have a nice Father's Day yesterday? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. It was a great Father's Day. I got popcorn kernels, which is fantastic.
Nice. There you go.
And then I got a brand new pickleball paddle also.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. There you go.
One with less power, a little bit more control with it.
I like it.
Accuracy. I went out and hit a few Sunday night, and I was like, I think I'm good to go.
Yeah, I like the way this feels. This has got a good grip on it. Let's go.
And especially for how hot it's going to be this week.
It's going to be terrible.
You've got to be able to have every single advantage that you can get.
Yeah.
And I'm on the older end of this league. So I'm kind of the I'm the Nick Saban of this league when it comes to just the age aspect. So I'm like, right. I need any sort of advantage I can get.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you had a good Father's Day. You recognized my shirt as you walked in. This is one of my Father's Day gifts. It is a Duluth company. It kind of looks like
like an old style like baseball.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it's got a pocket uniform here. It's very convenient. It's red. It's very red. And my wife tells me all the time how great I look in red. So I don't know if this is her way to get more red into my wardrobe. If she is a UofL fan, or if she is sincere about me looking good in red.
I used to be, you know, fresh out of college, and in college I was like, no red at all, no way, no how.
Yeah, right.
And then my wife did the exact same thing to me, and now red's a good color.
It's a good color. I have nothing wrong with it.
And again, it's not like, oh my goodness, it's Cardinal Max. It's like, no, it's just a good color.
It's a good color. It doesn't have an L on it, or it doesn't have a bird with teeth on it. So I can. This is fine.
One of our primary colors for company I work for is red. So
there you go.
A good amount of my polos that I wear is red.
Yeah. Oh, there's Nick. Hey, Nick Valvano. Hey,
what's up,
Nick? He's appeared like a ghost.
Firmly your L's are up.
It's
not cardinal red.
It's not cardinal red. It's not. So I have other reasons to wear red. Number one, the school that I teach at, one of our colors is red.
That is true.
My middle son, Wyatt, his Vipers team, they're red and black. So that'll go with Vipers. Then my Kellen's team, my oldest, top tier, they're navy blue and red. So I can wear this to baseball games too.
I'm just saying you look great in it.
Bro. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what my wife says too.
That she is cardinal red.
She get it.
I mean that's cardinal red.
It's cardinal red. Fine.
Mine
that's
is like
your maroon.
More of a burgundy.
This is a burgundy, but there's also like a more of like a crimson red.
Crimson
that like, we wear also,
like Manuel or Indiana. Yeah. Now, Nick, since you're here, you'll like this too, Max. I just opened up the refrigerator, and I pulled out a Prime, as these things are terrible for you, but they're delicious. They're not really, I mean, they're
you,
okay.
You said they're not good.
They're not. I was trying to be nice to Prime.
Why are you lying to Nick?
I was trying to be really good. I need to be nice to Jake Paul. But anyway.
I think it's Logan Paul that has the...
Is it Logan Paul that has it? Okay. One of the Paul guys.
We might have a budding sponsorship with them, but no, by all
it's
means...
Delicious. It's delicious. It's the best. It's
our fault if we have a sponsorship with them, if we decide to do business with the two dumbest human beings right next to Gronkowski.
Not a fan of the Paul boys.
Well, it's like, yeah, me big decision maker. It's like, no, dude. It's like they got tied up with some sort of advertising firm that went to a 3PL or some sort of fulfillment center that made that toxic sludge and
I actually know the person that is like the CEO of Prime. Really? I'm not even kidding.
It's not Logan Paul.
It's not Logan Paul. No. I used to work with him at Hibbett Sports. I'm not joking. Like, I know the guy.
Really?
Yes.
Can you shake him down for some stuff for KFOV if I ask you in the future?
I have a contact that I can maybe do that. Yes. That'll work. Yeah, my good friend Joe, who listens daily. Joe, if you listen up, what's up? He can make those arrangements, I think.
Love it.
Just let me know.
Love it.
Now, after we just bashed it.
Now I go.
Sports drink. This side of the Mississippi.
I love Prime.
I open the fridge to get this drink out, and I see on the little shelf in there, Nick.
We're doing some stuff. I got to make you guys something, by the way. I need you to try my wiener.
Hold on. Here's the thing. Is it the... Okay. On that shelf, I open it up. Is this you? There was a bag of opened Bar-S hot dogs in a Ziploc bag.
That was totally me.
Oh, Nick. You know, hot dogs are trash anyway. They taste, but Bar-S is like they're the worst of the hot dogs.
Yeah, but they're cheap.
I agree.
Just because something's cheap, that doesn't mean that the quality is going to be bad.
No, you know that, right? No, that's a fair point. But
it's made from feral pigs. What not we're just trying to do. Pigs.
It's made from like a mound of feral pigs.
Yes. One pig.
Yeah. They put a whole bunch of feral pigs in a grinder and then added like soap and a chair And some sticks.
And some Zen.
And add a cayenne pepper and salt to it.
To give it some flavor. So what are you doing with those?
Okay, but, I mean, that sounds terrible, but, I mean, all hot dogs are...
So why are you all making...
Bum holes,
are you making hot dogs for your show today?
No, so what we're doing on the gas bags, we're recording this in the back. Yes. Janky, myself, and Tanner.
I saw Janky, yes.
Is we were wondering, we saw this map, and it was a map of like the U.S., and it had all the different styles of hot dogs. So all the way, the ones they have in the Pacific Northwest, the New York style dogs, Chicago dogs,
yeah,
everything like that. The closest thing for our region was... the Coney dogs from Cincinnati.
Oh, no.
There's no official Louisville dog.
There's not.
So, I hung out with my parents' friends over the weekend, actually. This is a true story.
A beautiful picture, by the way, on Twitter.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We brainstormed, and we had a little help doing it, but we brainstormed this way to make a Louisville-style hot dog.
So you're going to make a Louisville... You're going to be the person that creates the Louisville style.
The Lou Dog.
The Lou Dog.
And I got to be honest.
Love the premise.
Yeah. It's really good. And I intentionally used the worst hot dog because I needed to make sure that this was something that everybody could recreate. So if you're like, you know, I'm saying if it tastes good with the worst hot dogs.
Right.
Then if someone... Because, I mean... You know, there's all different, like, hot dog people. You know, they might have better meat than others.
Yeah. Well, you should have got, I mean, isn't Fisher's local?
Yeah, so, like...
You should use Fisher's. No, local.
You know what? This is why I needed you guys.
Yes.
I need feedback.
Yeah.
That would be a way to make it better.
You had to make it a Fisher's hot dog.
So, let me ask this. Hold on. All right. So, does it have to be a hot dog, or could it still qualify into the brat range as well?
Yeah,
you can delve into brats.
But I'm trying sausage. To get
this. You need to you really want to lean in on this. And you want good quality meat for this. You need to go Triple J and try some of their bratwursts, because it's next level. It's Georgetown, Kentucky. It's where I get my beef.
Well, okay. See, we thought about doing this, the Lou dog, but also a Kentucky dog. And we're going to call it the BBN dog, the big bourbon burgoo dog.
Oh, I like that.
The poorest of poor man's burgoos. I literally got molasses, flour, and chunky like beef vegetable soup.
So you're going to make burgoo and put it on a hot dog?
That would be for the Kentucky dog.
For the Kentucky dog.
The Lou dog is hot brown inspired, and I made some.
Wow.
And I'm going to bring it into you guys. I'm going to split one for you.
Okay.
And I want you guys to try it on air and give me your thoughts.
Like, literally, right now, you've got a Lou dog in the back.
You have a Lou dog ready to go.
If this slaps, and I'm using the worst of the worst hot dogs, imagine what I could do with an all beef or a Triple J or a Fisher's. Hot dog.
I'm a little nervous.
Make you guys one. You guys tell me what you think.
Okay.
I made a homemade Mornay sauce for this.
Did you really?
Yes.
And he made a homemade sauce.
Yeah, homemade Mornay. You know, I'm impressed. The stuff that they put on hot browns?
Yeah.
Your boy made a Mornay sauce.
All right.
I'm not going to turn it down.
Or whenever Tanner comes back to the board at 4, you want to do this at 4 o'clock?
We can do it at 4 o'clock. We might be recording, but I'll bring you some.
Okay, bring me some. Bring Max some. We'll try it on air if we die. At least we had a nice Father's Day yesterday. We were able to see our wives and our children one last time. And then
we'll get to use my pickleball paddle. But
yeah, no. You'll never get to use that. I have a really nice shirt that I'm wearing tomorrow that I got yesterday, too. It's a surprise. I won't be able to wear that tomorrow to show it off. I'm really excited about this shirt, by the way.
They can put it in you while you're in the casket.
Exactly. That bury me in this shirt.
There
yes.
you go.
When you see it tomorrow, I'm going to have Anna take some pics and put it on Twitter.
I want to say something on this, because sometimes Nick has a lot of ideas.
He's an idea man.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The execution is sometimes hazy.
Right, but the concept of a Lou dog, I absolutely love.
It's a good concept.
That is a great concept, because Cincinnati hot dogs and Cincinnati chili in general
is trash. Is
garbage.
Yeah. We need something to separate
ourselves. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. We don't need to be lumped in with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially when Louisville as a city itself is so separate from the rest of the state. It has its own identity. It's another way.
Its personality is very different.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So I'm all for it. Nick, I think you are onto something here.
Well, I appreciate that. And there was a committee, you know, it was a committee of my parents.
I will
myself.
Give you $10 for 90% control of the Lewd Dog.
I have $10 in my wallet right
now. Take
now. I'll give you 13.
Oh, okay. Well, so
I'll give you $50 for all the naming rights of Lewd Dog right now. I've got a $50 bill in my pocket right now.
You know, honestly, right now, $50 sounds amazing. So I would, yeah. This is why I'm a terrible businessman. I'll sign a deal and owe Max money. Like, that's how bad I am. But I'm telling you, the dog is amazing. It is a bourbon-infused hot dog.
The hot dog's bourbon-infused?
This is where I need your guys' help. And the ones you're getting are very poor man's bourbon-infused. Because I didn't have time
What'd
to marinate.
What'd you use?
It.
So did you make a Lewd Dog and a BBN Dog?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I don't have any Burgoo. So basically, the BBN Dog is the same bourbon-infused hot dog
with Burgoo on it. Okay.
So that's all it is. The Lewd Dog is a bourbon-infused hot dog.
Yeah.
Mornay sauce, which is what's on a hot brown. Yeah. Slice of tomato, slice of bacon, like on a hot brown.
Yeah.
Henry Bain sauce. From the Louisville Pendennis Club.
Oh, okay.
And, I brought hot dog buns, but I think it's better if it's on a toasted piece of bread, just like a hot brown is.
Okay.
So, and I'm telling you, all three of them, or all four of those ingredients, play really well.
All right, can I make it? You might mock me, but that's okay. I don't care. Can you make mine without the tomato?
No, 100%.
Okay, I'm not a tomato guy.
Bacon okay, though?
Okay, good. Oh, hell yeah, bacon. Okay.
Yeah,
but you can double up on the bacon if you want. I'm not, but you can leave the tomato off. I like tomato sauce and ketchup and such, but tomatoes in and of itself, ugh, no, I'm good.
Do you want it with a hot dog bun or the bread? Because the bread's not going to be toasted. So
I'd rather do a hot dog bun.
Yes.
I'll do a hot dog bun.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do a hot dog
Not
bun.
Not saying it has to be like that in the future, but you know, just for this trial run.
Simplicity's sake and everything. Yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, a texter says got to wrap the hot dog with bacon. Oh,
we thought about doing that too.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
We thought about wrapping it with bacon. Like, that's something like Janky has a good concept too that he wants to maybe implement in the future.
Okay.
This is where we fine tune it and tweak it a little bit.
So do you wrap the hot dog itself
in the bacon?
Or do you make like a bacon bun? Just go full carnivore with it.
That's a good idea too. I think you start off just wrapping it in bacon and then see and go from there.
There you go.
I think with a bacon bun it might be too overwhelming.
It is
like,
true.
Because that's a lot of grease.
The thing is, I love bacon wrapped hot dogs, and I thought about doing that, but there is a different texture between having a piece of bacon and having that bacon like in the bite with the hot dog and tomato and sauce as opposed to it being wrapped around the meat.
All right. We got to read some of these textures are good. Texture, want some crayons with your kids' meal too, Strebel? No tomato. I just don't like tomatoes. I'm sorry. It's a consistency thing with me. They're mushy.
Would you like some dino nuggets also?
Actually, you know what? I would like some dino nuggets, damn it. I ate asparagus last night. Asparagus is a bigger boy meal
big
than
boy
a...
Big boy Strebel.
It's a big boy meal.
Veggies.
That's right. Now that was wrapped in bacon with goat cheese as well. It was delicious.
Goat cheese, a child would definitely not eat goat cheese.
Actually, my children ate it last night. They loved it. Like my wife made bacon wrapped goat cheese asparagus and stuffed bacon wrapped chicken breast for me last night.
So
it was a banger meal.
Was the cheese on the asparagus and then wrapped with the bacon around?
All right.
I didn't know if it was like melted on the top.
No, it was like it was within the, like she spread the goat cheese on the asparagus, then wrapped the bacon around it, and we put it on the grill on it was so good.
That sounds fantastic.
Yes. Texture asparagus. Whoa. Texture. If Nikki is gonna force gas bags topics on the rest of us, can he at least do it as the boot? That's a fair point. Texture, I just saw those bars. Hot dogs in there, and I'm like, what the hell is this? I
you know what he need? I'll get the feedback later, but he needs to use those Kirkland like dinner.
Yes, hot yes, dogs. Absolutely. Or again, Gold Loaf. If you're gonna do
Hebrew National,
Hebrew National's fan. That's my favorite hot dog. Is a Hebrew National. Yeah. But if you're gonna go local, go full local. Go Fishers. That's kind of
Fishers in Louisville.
Yeah, it's a local
really?
Company. Yeah, Fishers.
I never knew that.
Yeah, Fishers beef hot dogs. Yes, use a Fishers beef hot dog. Go full
then
Louisville.
Then you have to go Fishers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Texture, you need to use my My buddy Gorilla Bob's Monterey sauce. He sells it in stores now. There we go.
Really?
Oh yeah, okay. PRP state champs in baseball. Congrats to the PRP Panthers. Yes, and then over on my side of the bridge, Providence won, which is a school right down the street from me. I eat big boy vegetables. LOL. The Lou dogs being made with turkey bacon and a turkey hot dog. No. I mean, I like
you, he not the turkey hot dog, but. You need to add the turkey in some way. Okay. So here's something. You slice turkey that layers the bun.
Oh.
So do the bun, turkey.
Yeah.
Then the hot dog, then the sauce, tomato, then bacon.
Yes. They need to consult with us more.
Yes.
Texture. Just toast the bun. The texture. BBN dog would be infused with Copenhagen. That's funny. Yeah that's pretty
good.
Much.
That's good.
Texture, they could put it in while you're in the casket. Max, I don't know. Isn't Fisher's based out of Louisville? Yes. What type of paddle did Max get? He got a pickleball paddle.
Yeah, pickleball.
Yeah, pickleball paddle. Yeah. Texture, Lou dog without tasting is the winner. I'm not going to read that. Blank finding out Diener was a twin. Spire's VIP this morning was epic. I worry about Blank.
Oh, my gosh.
And Diener leaving him behind. Okay, we have one. Okay, here we go. Let's just, you know what? Let's do it right now. Yeah, all right.
Let's do this.
Okay. Okay, it smells good.
Wait, so I'm nervous. What's on this?
Okay, Nick, come to the mic. Nick, come in here, please. I don't want to boss you around, so I said please. Okay.
No, you can. Don't worry about it.
I see the sauce in it. Okay.
I see the sauce. Okay. Now, okay. Narrate this for me.
Nice. I feel like I'm on like Top Chef here. And you guys are like Gordon Ramsay.
This is Chopped.
Yeah, Chopped, right?
We're on Chopped.
All right. So I didn't... When we actually made him the first time, we used an actual meat like infuser.
Why is my bun ripped?
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Sorry. I was rushing a little bit there.
Presentation already is a flub.
Yeah, presentation's not real good.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fair. It's fair. I used the meat and like flavor infuser on the actual hot dogs.
Wow.
These ones... I literally just cut the hot dog in half and sprayed a little bit of the marinade in there.
Okay.
And cooked it and left it on the plate to kind of get sopped up in the bun. It's a bourbon and brown sugar marinade.
But this is the Lou dog.
That's the Lou dog.
Okay.
And it's not hot. I kind of want to like feel like it's a little lukewarm, but tell me what you think.
Three.
A lot of chewing
great,
in that.
Great radio.
Yeah,
good radio.
I didn't want to interrupt the chewing sounds. Huh. There's the Mornay sauce on there, which is pecorino cheese melted with cream, similar to what you would get on a hot brown. Mm-hmm. Bacon, slice of tomato, and Henry Bain sauce, which is this like pickled walnut vinegar sauce they have from the Pendennis Club. It's supposed to be a steak sauce, but it is very Louisville centric.
Okay.
Now, when it's hotter, it's better.
All right.
Like, I feel like you guys are getting a very poor man's version of this, but...
Go ahead.
Well, again, this is just concept. We're dealing with concept right now.
Execution...
There's room to grow here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Execution can be definitely improved.
I love the premise of everything. One, you got to get rid of the hot dog. You've got to switch different hot dogs.
Hot dog harmed it.
Yes.
Right.
It harmed
All that to say, it's not bad. So if you use the worst hot dog on the planet,
that's what I'm saying. If we're still getting somewhere and we're using subpar meat, then you know there's room to grow.
I would recommend. I don't know if you heard it when you were back there, but
I like the sauce.
Open the bun. Layer it with slices of turkey. That way you've add the hot brown element to it.
See, Jenki was thinking of doing basically butterflying a turkey dog.
See, Brack brought that up.
And maybe
I didn't bring up turkey dog.
Oh, the turkey bacon.
The texture.
No, it was a texture. It's a texture. Sorry, not Max. Slices of turkey.
Hot dog on top of it.
Is that
too much like a hot brown?
Also, I mean, if it's like, okay, the Lou dog is going to be inspired by the hot brown.
Right.
I feel like you've got to have all the elements of the hot... Or not even all the elements, but the big defining factors of... I mean, there's only four ingredients, but
you get
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would recommend... I love the gravy sauce on it.
Yeah, thank you.
The
sauce is really good.
I love the gravy sauce.
Homemade, baby.
Yeah.
And I love the, what was it, the Henry sauce?
Henry Band yeah. sauce.
Yes, yeah. I like it on it. If the bacon was just a little bit crispier.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything. I got this from a certain sandwich shop nearby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
The bacon kind of sucked. But they gave me a lot of it, so I appreciate them for doing that.
Also, I would say instead of just like drenching the hot dog in the sauces, that maybe you take the bun, you paste the sauce on the sides of the bun, instead of putting it right on top of the hot, because it's very, very messy.
As I was dressing your dog, I was like, I put too much sauce on Streeple.
It was a little too much.
I think Max got
a better sauce to hot dog
bun
ratio.
You want to try?
He definitely had a better sauce ratio on that one.
Okay. Here we go.
Pieces are here.
All the pieces are perfect.
That's much better.
Yes.
Yeah. You had too much sauce on your side.
I don't like the tomato portion of it.
Yeah.
That was better than this.
Yeah. There was too much sauce on
it. There was too much sauce on
that. Yeah. I think, and again, you don't want it, because again, that's what Cincinnati does. They just dump all that nasty chili on it.
Right. Cinnamon chili.
And then your hands go over. I can eat that and not be able to have to use a whole roll of paper towels.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I'd have to have a whole roll. I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
It's just way too much.
Yeah, I put a little too much both.
It's a good premise. There's a lot to work with, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a good jump.
It's a winner.
Yeah. If I could get better meat.
Yeah.
Like both bacon and hot dog.
Yes.
And it was a little bit better constructed.
Yeah.
There's no other, and that is part of the science.
Go back to the lab. That's all I got to do, brother.
I even wonder if you would even be better off of doing a Chicago style bun with it.
A little bigger bun. I will say when you use bread and the bread's toasted, it's better. I do think it's better than the hot dog.
See it being better because it gets soppy.
Yeah,
with this.
Right. I like the premise of the bread. Mm-hmm. I think if you added the turkey, turkey slices layered underneath of it, not as much sauce. The amount of sauce that you put on mine was great. Better bacon and a better hot dog.
I think you've got a
killer right there.
Yeah, mine was good. It could be really good.
C plus, I would say. And I think with some improvements, we can get this to an A.
I'm not saying I wouldn't throw it away. I'm going to finish this throughout the show.
I feel like the concept's an A. The execution is a C plus.
Yeah.
I would say the concept is C plus outside of the meats. The meats are just F.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what's harming us the most.
That's not your fault.
That's not your fault.
That's the industry's fault. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we get some decent meat, and there is some good meat around here, put that on the mixtape. I think we're on to something.
I think we're on to something here. All right, we got to take a break. Right. Thank you, Nicholas.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Janky. Appreciate that. All right, let's take a break.
I'm so mad that you guys didn't like it because I was so ready to play this.
Move this man!
But he actually did a good job.
He did a good job. Yeah. I'm saying there's some minor errors here that need to be cleaned up. But other than that, it's a solid hot dog.
It's a great brainstorming hot dog.
I'm on your side that I'm not a huge tomato fan, but I did say to Janky, I was like, next time, dice up the tomatoes.
Ooh,
I feel like that would be better.
That's a good idea, Tanner. Yeah. I actually liked it with the tomato.
What if you dice up?
Yeah, that was the thing. I also don't like tomatoes.
Yeah, that was actually good. Yeah.
Dice up the tomatoes and then also dice up the bacon as well. Because that was the other thing. And again, it's because of that bacon, you almost had to rip it, almost like beef jerky.
It was chewy.
If you use bacon, just like shredded up bacon or crumbled bacon, I think it'd be... I like that.
Real good. All right, let's take a break on the other end. We'll talk more sports here, I promise. Sorry we had a hot dog food competition here, but it was fun. Again, there's nothing pressing we need to get to today, so whatever we can do to have fun and fill some time, we'll do it. Hey, it's hot. It's going to be 97 degrees this weekend, 97 degrees. So if you're out there and your AC unit isn't at full capacity, if it freezes over constantly, if there's just something not right with it, your house takes a long time to cool down and doesn't stay cool long, it's running all the time, or any of those issues right now, you need to call BJ Heating and Cooling before this weekend so they can get to your house ASAP. That's right, ASAP. Get out there, get it taken care of now before the system needs to be replaced or a small problem turns into a big problem. They're the local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They have also those Bryant mini splits. If it's an issue with one room that you have, but don't wait. Don't wait, because they're going to be busy all weekend with people having AC problems. So go ahead, give them a call today. Schedule for your free estimate. They also do free second opinions. You can get 0% financing for 3 years with approved credit. BJ Heating and Cooling are locally and family owned, celebrating 40 years of serving Kentuckiana. Call the experts that you trust, that I trust. BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com. Sports next!